Hello and welcome to Trash Party Aftermath. This is Justin.
This is Chris.
I got thigh cramp. You ever get those?
No.
Which, Nintendo 64? Which games, do you think just never get old? Could you play Bond any day of the week?
Yes.
Yeah.
The GoldenEye?
Yeah.
Bond, yes.
Not Tomorrow Never Dies. I think they also made that.
So I just got tagged in a sweet post from my cousin.
Yeah?
The very first Spirit of Halloween store opened up today.
Oh my god.
It's in July. Donner's Grove, Illinois.
So it's a suburb?
Yeah.
Damn, yo.
A little Jimmy's kid.
Oh.
Good news, the first Spirit of Halloween store has opened. 115 days, 7 hours, 27 minutes, and 25 seconds and counting.
Oh god.
And it's a huge one. It looks like one of the huge Spirit of Halloween stores. Yeah. Want a road trip to Donner's Grove?
Sure.
Spirit of Halloween, here we come.
Is it your favorite holiday?
Yeah,
me too. I just like all the stuff.
That's mainly mine.
Yeah. You don't like Christmas anymore?
It's just another work day, pretty much, for me.
Yeah.
It's cool, I bust my ass for 3 days, have one day off, and then bust my ass for another day.
Yeah, it's not really... There's nothing like...
I have more fun at Halloween and I think Black Friday.
And I think Black Friday 4K TVs. Is it Nerf?
Or nothing.
Remember those balls, the Nerf balls?
Yeah, didn't you shoot some of those out of your ass?
Yeah, I put my legs behind my head. I can shoot those out. I see
porn stars doing that for good money now.
Should make a pay service called Twatch. Twitch. It's Twatch.
I'm on Twitch more than I am anything else anymore.
I'm on that. I flip on Pluto more often than not.
They have a Doctor Who channel now, I see.
I know they show a lot of Doctor Who on
There's one a full them. Channel now.
Yeah. The problem is, though, they'll show, the same stuff on, the Nick channels. They'll show the same fucking 3 episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark too much, so it's kind of annoying. I had a Nerf bow and arrow.
Scoogey.
Yeah.
You probably had the machine gun one, too, right?
with the...
Justin Staff!
It had, the...
Rotator.
Yeah, the rotating, what do they call those? Turrets? What do they call those? Turrets? Dude, I was watching fucking Batman Forever. There's automatic weapon fire. It's fucked up. Don't wake.
Oh, I thought you were doing the TLC. Don't go chasing waterfalls through this plane crash.
Oh, what? Was it a plane? No, Aaliyah died in a plane crash. Left eye died in a car crash. There's cell phone video right up to the point where they crash.
Oh, God.
There's screaming and then they crash. It's fucked up.
Yeah, most crashes are.
Yeah, to you who watch video of it.
Yeah, that's how I go to sleep at night. Puts me at ease.
Puts me at ease.
Helps me get my rocks off.
Lets me know that the world has it worse than me. Burn, 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 burn.
Yeah, just some Disney kid died or something last night.
What?
I seen on social media. Who? Some new age Disney kid. He was 19. I guess his parents went to go check on him and he just died in his sleep. Whoa. I guess that's the way to go. Painless, but at 19?
Yeah, that's too soon.
That's never too soon.
Never enough.
For death.
I wonder who it was. Was he on some show that I don't even know.
It's probably a bunch of shows you didn't know, because I didn't even recognize the name. I'm who's this? And it's Disney star so-and-so passes away in his sleep at age 20 or 19 or something. I'm okay.
I can't deal with this right now. Does celebrity death bother you ever?
No.
But what if it's
just done. Just done.
Yeah, that bothered me.
Mainly Ryan.
Other people... Heath Ledger, that bothered me, kind of because I wanted more Joker.
Yeah. But we have Leto now, so we're okay.
Oh, God, no.
Spoilers, if anyone hasn't seen fucking anything Batman yet.
Cameron Boyce, Disney star, mainstay from... Oh, he was in Grown Ups.
One of Sandler's kids, right?
Yeah, it's like like that kid.
Oh yeah, it would have been Sandler's youngest kid in Grown Ups.
What was he on? Sorry. It's another news story. It says parents of 2-year-old killed by an alligator at Disney.
Fuck yeah.
Yikes.
We know who Disney's paying off for the rest of their life.
Oh, a list of incidents at Walt Disney World? Sorry, I got down the rabbit hole. Didn't someone get their head taken off on Space Mountain?
Fuck, I don't know. Safest ride there.
I want something good, like
Hollywood. Roller coaster fucking decapitates the local Holocaust member.
Oh, damn. Got him.
Another one down.
Jeez, man. Chill. Relax. See, these are all like fucking heart attacks. This isn't interesting.
Oh, fuck yeah. If you get old enough and you get on a fucking ride. It's like they knew that was going to happen.
Cardiac arrest. Pre-existing conditions. Contingent heart disease. It's like all these events are like just heart attacks. Heart attacks.
I was just trying to read to see if there's anything interesting.
Or
just and anything. Whoa. Yeah, Cameron Bryce dies at age 20.
A lot of people at Disney like falling like 20 to 30 feet. We're looking up separate things.
Yeah, because the one I'm reading now, Cardi B ripped her weave out, I guess, and threw it into the fans.
Cool.
She's wanting it back. Been watching any of that Next Bus on fucking
Next
Pluto?
Sometimes. I like it. I like Next.
What if they did that now?
Like everyone on the bus is just on their phones the whole time, not even talking to each other.
A bunch of strung out hipsters.
Strung out.
Just did a bunch of Xannies before they got on the bus. Just a bunch of dabs of Molly before they got on the next bus. Sup, girl. I just did that new bottle challenge in the bus. You want to see the video?
What's the bottle challenge?
Where they kicked the lid off of a water bottle.
Oh, yeah. Someone did that. Who the fuck did that? Someone did it and they put it in slow motion.
That's what the whole challenge is just slow mo kicking, kick it so it unscrews and flies off.
Can you do it?
No!
It breaks a window. Fuck, I am. No. I'm down a bunk rabbit hole that nothing. I'll just start making stuff up. Someone got their head taken off on the Dumbo ride.
Boom. Got it.
Hey, remember those teacups? I watched a dude get decapitated on one of those.
Yeah, I don't know how it happened. Dude got his dick ripped off on the fucking Small World ride. Happened. It's a small dick after all. Hey, did you ever eat kid cereal? I remember.
Kid cereal.
What was your mom's... Did she ever get you like kids like... Like, did she get, like, fun cereal when you were a kid?
Lucky Charms or Tricks.
So she would get you kind of, like...
It'd go between those two or, like, Frosted Flakes Cheerios.
Yeah. Never, like, what's with the cookies?
I never got the cookies. It had, like, the dog or whatever on it. Or wolf or whatever.
Yeah, and there was, like, always... Wasn't always someone chasing somebody? Like, there was always, like, a pound...
Bought Reese's Puffs recently as an adult.
God, Jen was on a kick of eating those, like, a lot. And it's like, chubby Jen.
Heard if you put chocolate milk in with it, it makes it better.
That's diabetes central, eating your cereal with chocolate milk.
I'm at the point in my life where I don't care. I'll just eat whatever I want.
I have Lucky Charms in the cabinet.
Body hasn't let me down yet.
Don't let me down. Go to the doctor. You have the body of an 82-year-old man.
Fuck yeah.
Come on now. You have the brain of a 4-year-old child.
Fuck yeah.
Did you ever have, like, bath toys?
No.
Long pause.
I had a rubber duck as a kid.
All right. That's a rubber duck. I had bath toys. I remember these California Raisin toys that we had. I can't remember where we got those. Remember the California Raisins?
Yeah.
They got relegated to our bath toy basket we had in the bathroom. It was like this old school looking basket that had like some toys that were just like, here, occupy Justin in the bath so he doesn't pee in his mouth.
A3, learn how to piss in your own mouth.
The California Raisins, though, they were cool. If you ever get a chance, look those up. California Raisins. They would sing songs and, like, wear sunglasses and they had, like...
Died in the 70s.
They, like, played saxophones. No?
No.
You don't remember those?
I had them.
My
mom
had the toys?
My mom had a sun visor that was the California Raisins.
Oh, cool. Like,
I think she still
had them on it?
Yeah.
Does she wear it still?
a sun, like for your car, like the window visor.
Oh, I thought you meant like a golf visor.
Jesus.
She's like this preppy golf bitch. Oh, like you put it like in your windshield so yeah. It keeps the car cool. Those work.
I don't know.
It's fucking, seems like a 90s.
I go to work when it's dark and I come home when it's dark pretty much anymore.
I get like 20 minutes of sunshine a day. Is that bad?
Nah,
I'm going to die. Da, 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 da. All right. So you've been off all week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucked.
I'll just get a recap with you. I touch base. I don't see you all week, so... When's the last time I did see you? Was it just like last
Saturday?
Weekend? Saturday. We got comics?
If with my... Slowly dying pull file.
No, the pull file.
It's like my life reversed. Pull file's dying, Nintendo's picking up everything else.
The money's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I guess is the thing.
At least it's to another country, I guess.
Oh, gosh. I was reading, like, about, like, comic books and stuff, and, like, I don't know, just how, like... Maybe, like, the X-Men franchise, like, not making money. Or maybe it's when, like, the Dark Phoenix movie was, like, you know, not
doing
great. I
heard that got shut down quickly. Like, a lot of people are like, yeah, well, I didn't even watch it.
And then people are...
I read it.
People are like, it's only a matter of time before the comics fold up. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's ever going to happen. Comics have maintained for so long. It's just... What was that? I hope.
Demons.
But I don't know. I would like to think that it would never, like, close its doors. Like, wouldn't that be weird? A world without comic books? Like, they're almost, like, recession-proof in a weird, weird way.
Because didn't it start right before the recession?
Well,
didn't, like...
No, well, like, DC... Like, Batman launched in 39, and, like, the Great Depression was started in, like, 31 or 32.
Yeah.
So, like... In the height of the Depression.
I just remember, like, Stan Lee saying that shit, where it was like, fresh from war, and he's drawing, like, Spider-Man. And it's
well,
like, whoa.
Because that was in the 60s. So, like, kind of hot off the heels of
larger, something drastic.
Larger
so
wars.
We need another war. Got it.
World War III will save Marvel Comics.
Oh, God. What if it did? We called it first, right here.
Chat right in, copyright. Oh, that'd be weird.
No, I was reading something.
World War III would solve a lot of problems.
Jesus! All right.
Copyright Chris Peterson.
World War III, back to Germany or whatever the fuck.
You were reading what?
Since the whole Disney bought Marvel.
Everything. Yeah.
Pretty much everything with Marvel, wasn't it?
Yeah, and now
did they buy the Fox part or the Marvel part?
I think they have it all.
They have both now?
Because I think they're going to bring the X-Men into the MCU, like into the Cap universe, which would be cool.
Pooh Bear confirmed for X-Men. Oh, bother.
What powers would he have?
Confidence? I don't know.
He's this dumbass confidence that he shouldn't have. Well, I was just thinking, though, like, I just thought about the other day, like, it's not impossible, but... What if? Because you would think...
See, I've been doing what if Disney. Like,
what if Disney buys Warner Brothers?
What if Eeyore's in the fucking X-Force? I don't know.
I'd check that out. But if Disney buys Warner Brothers, then Disney owns like Batman and stuff. And I don't want that.
No.
I don't know. Not that Disney owning everything's a bad thing, but like Star Wars
went downhill
a little bit. Like I like it that once they bought them, they like started making movies again, because they're like, where can we make money? Let's just do this. Let's start making movies again with a property that the owner of, Lucas, like, doesn't want to have anything to do with. So they're like, fuck it, we'll just take care of it. And like,
yeah.
So you get more stuff, but it's kind of like,
the quality of it, yeah, and went down.
I don't know.
Not movie quality, but like, you know what I mean.
I just have a, I don't, I, you can only get so dark with Disney owning everything, right?
Before they hit the children's rating or whatever, yeah, they want to stay at.
Because, I don't know.
Some comics need to be R-rated.
Exactly.
If it's a movie form.
And, like, Batman needs to be darker than shiny Marvel movies. I would hate for everything to follow the MCU.
Batman Returns to Shining Time Station. Jesus. What the hell, Disney? Jesus Christ.
What that... Conductor's just so beat up and bruised.
Steamer's getting hit in the face with chains by Batman.
He gets like a battering to the eye. Yeah. Someone got a battering to the eye in a recent book I read. I think it was Two-Face. There's this, in Batman number 75, there's like this weird, I think they're on like Earth 2 or something. It's where Bruce Wayne's parents survived, and I think he died in the, it's like the Flashpoint thing, where like, his dad is Batman and his mom is like a quasi Joker character. But so the issue starts and you have like all the villains acting as police. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not done with it, but the whole thing like hinges on Two-Face and he gets a battering to the eye and it's anyway. I saw you were in your parents' basement.
Yeah.
What's it like down there now?
Cold.
It's cold.
And empty.
That couch is there, though, right?
I think the couch is going to stay with the house. The couch is too fucking heavy for anyone to cover up those stairs.
And the back legs are broken still?
No, they're fixed. My dad got bored one time. I went down there and put new legs on them.
Oh, okay. And that was from when I crossbodied you? Or David?
I don't know.
Someone crossbodied somebody and, like, landed
on my back legs and couch.
Landed on the couch and the back legs just snapped back. Did we just, like, set it back up?
I think we went outside and found some bricks and just put them underneath.
I always liked when we would break something in your basement and you would turn it... You'd, like, go into panic home improvement mode to go fix it, like...
Like, microwaving...
Plaster in the winter. In the winter, so that you could patch the hole in the wall that you just punched through. Has anyone found that?
No, that sign's still hanging over that.
Oh, man. Because Julie seems to be concerned with the pop that's splattered on the wall down there.
Yeah, she's been down there. She's like, what did you do to this? She's I'm like, I don't know.
What's going on? And then...
I was like, David probably shook a pop and gave it to Justin. I don't fucking remember.
I don't... It's not like we were extra messy down there. It could have been anything. But there were a lot of people down there. That was like the hub of everything for a while. So when you go down there, do you think... Like, do you look...
A porn hub? Do I think a porn hub when I go down there?
Like, do you think of, like, do you look around like it's a movie and, like...
like, certain, fuck, I need to go home.
Or, like, you look around and, like, the film gets a little grainy and it goes back into 2006 and you see people and, like, things are happening and you're, like having a memory.
I need to get out of here. I don't want to remember this.
Just depression. Triggered by the basement. A lot happened down there. That was, like... To me, that was like Foreman's basement on that 70s
not
show.
Not enough weed, though.
No, not nearly enough. An angry father, yes.
You dumbass.
Make sure I'm recording.
Are you looking at the picture yourself that's recording?
Huh?
It looks like there's a little circle with your picture in it.
That is a microphone. I don't... I do have a round head. Does it feel like frozen in time, I guess? Because a lot hasn't changed down there.
Just shit disappearing out of there.
Well, and then, is
my
that,
mom getting rid of it.
Is that coffee table different?
Yeah.
I'd never seen that before. I was looking at the picture
like,
today.
Yeah, it was just like an old coffee table they had, so they threw it in the basement.
It had like a checkerboard pattern on the top of them.
Yeah.
Like a black and gray. Like, I've never seen that before. I'm like, what? Because there used to be like a wicker.
Yeah.
Is that gone?
That's gone. Everything down there slowly leaving. She's selling all of it or giving it away.
What about, like, some of those, like, recliners? Those are, like,
Just those two yellow chairs.
Yeah, the yellow chair. That's what I'm talking about. And
the couch. Those are the only two. That's the only furniture in there.
The beanbag's gone.
Yeah, I think that's at your house in the base.
It just smelled like so much sex.
It smelled like Ernest.
It smelled like so much lost games of Frogger. Ernest. We talked about it on the episode actually comes out today. I don't think we need to revisit the Ernest, what happened in your basement.
Yeah, and how I could never watch Ernest again.
Because I was listening to it and I was cutting it and I was like, is this too like confusing for people?
Probably.
I guess just long story short, one of our friends was...
Fucked Ernest. Me and Justin were crying watching like, Ernest.
Fingering his girlfriend while we were watching the movie in a room full of friends, right?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's,
okay, basically
that's the
done.
Gist of it. And now I can never watch Ernest again because I just think of something getting fingered Ernest. The whole time.
And it's me. Ernest is ruined. You know, all the Ernests are on like free streaming services online?
Yeah.
They're on like those like Tubi TV or like...
They were on Pluto.
Crackle.
The Goes to Africa was on Pluto. I watched like 5 minutes of it. I'm like, man, someone's going to get fingered. I want to turn this off.
The bone through his nose. Well, on the cover, he's wearing like an African mask. It looks
I don't think he could do that.
I don't think so. It's not that it's racist. It's just like culturally
not
insensitive.
Right.
Yeah, a little bit. I wrote this down.
Why is there a horse?
I wrote down, what is Chris Love? Because I don't know.
Work? I don't know. That's all I do.
Work? No. Nintendo?
That's about it.
I'm trying to find, like...
That's about all I have time
for.
Like,
what is your passion? Because I think about myself, and I'm like, I like nostalgia.
I like baiting.
Baiting. Kinda, Jen. Like, a little. But then I was like,
teeters on the line.
Yeah, it's like, or more like friends. It's just a friend you wake up to, and it's like, oh hey,
oh shit.
but I was like, what is Chris Love? Nintendo?
That's about all I have time for to even like
pizza. I don't know.
I don't need that much. You're the one that had the fucking car full of pizza.
Yeah, we got the what do they call it?
The big box.
The big box. So it comes with two medium pizzas, and they're like in square form so they can fit in that fucker. Breadsticks and wings.
And ate every single one,
no,
didn't you?
The fridge is like full of food right now because we wimped out. The wings are pretty good from there. Like, they have good wings, boneless. Anyway, I took a picture and it like, Jen has a hatchback and it like filled up the hatchback, and then the other half of the hatchback area was a box of like the Strawberita party box, which I sent a picture of Chris yesterday. We were at the bookstore and we were looking at like, it's a whole section on like magic and the occult, and it's got a bunch of like Wiccan books, but I sent Chris a picture of the Necronomicon?
Yeah.
The Necronomicon. They just sell it in the store. It's like, whatever.
You might get judged when you're checking out, but whatever.
Well, we ended up getting a book on, like, fairy spells, which is kind of... Because Jen's...
The post ones are...
Hey, this one's for...
Hey, this one's got cupcakes.
This one's for healing and magical thinking. This one will invite Satan into your home.
All right, now we're talking.
And give you bad luck for the rest of your life.
I thought it would be funny if you got it and we opened up one in Wyatt's car. So you had like a portable portal.
It's just always churning behind him as he's driving.
That's all. Like Hitler comes out and tries to slip pills in your mouth when you're driving. God.
Cyanide capsules. What a... I don't know how easy it is to open a portal. I don't know if...
Want
to
find out?
This goes back to like early episodes where we talked about it.
You do have that church across the street next to the graveyard.
Oh, God. That's like a wedding hall now or something like that?
I have no idea.
Is that cemetery still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you just simply move a cemetery,
man. I mean, that's how you invite poltergeists into the neighborhood.
Found any running around here yet?
No, but I think we solved the mystery of the Slender Man.
Oh, God, finally?
Yeah. Episode 7 of this. We talked about Jen and I were out for a walk, and we were passing a certain area, and there was just a tall a tall character in like a white shirt standing, and she diverted me and we walked elsewhere, and it was just this guy standing on the side of the road one night, because we go for walks like several times a week. But this time we were walking the same route, and it was kind of too late when we noticed him in the same place, and he's just like, hey. And I think it's just this guy that lives down here. He lives on the, I think that would be like his backyard.
Huh.
And he was just like, her. He was kind of an older guy. He was probably a little drunk. Just out his back door, kind of. So it wasn't quite as mysterious as I thought it had been. It wasn't an escapee from the local health cult.
From the research lab. Side note, are we going to Baby Shark on Ice or whatever the fuck that was?
I was going to message. I'm not sure what the Baby Shark thing is.
It was like a meme from like 5 years ago that they turned into a television series.
But it's like a song?
Yeah.
Is it like Baby Beluga? Remember that?
No.
Baby Beluga in the deep blue sea. That's all I'll do. But
it's been a white privilege neighborhood. No, that song.
That was from like kindergarten. That was on, like, they would play that in school. They'd put it on a boombox.
I got the hands up, the cops are coming.
Oh God. Look at this. Look at my list. It looks like you got like blood splattered. Like
you've been cutting yourself.
I shoot an octopus. So last week we got Adolph's. It's a Mexican food place. Which I mean, you say Adolph, and what's the thing you normally think of?
German cuisine.
Yeah, but it's not. It's it's Mexican food. It's like, would you call it like? It's like kind of fast food, but not. It's like authentic, but it's quick.
It's not fast. It's quick Mexican instead of fast food. Oh, I fucking love it.
Yeah, I could eat that like every day.
Like, until you fucking reach your colon, and then it's like, I can't.
It really doesn't bother me.
If you did it every day,
Yeah. Train your colon. How to train your colon.
Noxal edition.
DreamWorks presents How to Treat Your Colon. Yeah, I give it like, what do you give it out of 10?
I'd give it a solid 8.
I'd give it a solid 9. Yeah, I'm going there. Cause between,
I'd just say 8 because I've had authentic Mexican, so it's like...
Yeah, but you like weigh that with the convenience, and then you got the... Because authentic Mexican, usually they bring you salsa and chips. Mm-hmm. This has a salsa and chip bar, and you get your own. So you control...
I just like the little old like Mexican grandmas like whipping up like... What's the ones with the corn husk?
Tamales.
Just think of that. Just like an older Mexican mom just like whipping up some corn husk and bringing it to the table.
Yeah.
For homemade tamales. Now you're thinking about it like, fuck.
Who do you know?
I need some people.
I need some friends. I need some more diverse friends. I need
some some tamale dealers.
I didn't hang out too many white people.
I need more than salt.
Yeah, that'd be a reason to have more diverse friends, I guess, to get more cuisine.
I just find out about all of them because of work.
Yeah.
Like, when you go into some of the ones where it's like, is this a house? And you go in and it's like a little Mexican restaurant. And it looks like your mom's kitchen and shit. Like,
A house? And then suddenly you're sitting at the table and she's serving up. I remember being friends with, there was one Indian kid at our school. And they,
To think. I'm like, what?
And I remember I stayed at his house.
House, but okay.
Well, his parents ran the hotel, and like they outfitted one of the rooms
like,
into their.
Wasn't it like two or three or something? Like
yeah,
the
like they had like a suite. It was basically like a suite area, and like so they had like several rooms, which just turned out to be their house, and
it works. But saved money.
I stayed the night, and like in the morning, his mom made. Couldn't even tell you what it's called, but it's like fried bread in like kind of patty form, but it's like hollow. It's like really thin. I don't even know what the fuck it's called, but I could just eat those all day because they were like buttery and kind of sweet. I think it was like traditional like Indian food.
I'd be all right with that,
man. But I never. I mean, like it would be cool to go over there for dinner because I mean, like,
oh god, like having like a curry or something. Yeah, like
an entree and meats and stuff. But I don't know what that bread thing was called, but she just whipped them up, so I have a feeling like they just make those all the time, like they're easy. Yeah.
God. Oh god, that sounds so good.
Curry.
Yeah, or just yeah.
Shane.
Yeah, snacking on Shane Curry over here. Oh, God. He's a snack.